again by Wandering Smith. The handcuffs clinked against the wooden spindles of the headboard every time she licked. Her hands held his hips down with effort, her elbows on his thighs giving the occasional jab to hold him still enough. It had been several minutes since he'd managed her name, now her ears caressed by nothing but panting, broken by moans and grunts as she flicked her tongue, very deliberately toying with the grapes hiding under the rippled skin between his legs. When the trickle of her sweat made its way to her eyes, she lifted her still fully closed self to her knees, surveying the naked limbs stretched on her bed, militarily skulked back, stretched by the hands, cuffed to each other and threaded through a spindle of the headboard, abs rippling with every breath, a sheen of sweat mingling with the dusting of hair tapering down to the thick shaft waving with every twitch of his hips. Watching fluid weep from the tip, she licked her lips, her gaze flicking up when he groaned in response, meeting burning eyes fixed on her. Short spiked hair made even messier than usual as his head had arched back in response to her touch, his tongue wetting his lips as he panted, waiting for whatever she chose to do with him. Elizabeth grinned, crawling down the muscle thighs she knew very well would like to wrap around her to make her give him what he wanted. Cal, she could see flexing as he continued to watch her getting up. She stood at the foot of the bed, undressing calmly, pretending to ignore the lusting gaze fervently running over her. Flushed and aroused, feeling power over at least one thing in her life, freely given though it was. When the last item of clothing dropped, she crawled onto her prisoner, making sure he felt the wetness that had soaked her underwear, rewarded by the toothy smirk he was breathing through. Feeling wicked and enjoying every moment of it, she sat up, resting on her cows in his chest, just above where he wanted her. Putting her hands on either side of his ribs and gliding them up to his shoulders, prickly hair over hot, slippery skin, meeting eyes wild with anticipation, then teasingly staying there, rocking her pelvis on him, closing her eyes at the pleasure she was giving herself in his hard, heaving torso. "Elizabeth, please." The voice was gravelly, hardly recognizable as her youthful colonel. She opened heavy-lidded eyes and replied in a breathless voice, "Yes?" His nostrils flared at the deliberate incomprehension, silently promising retribution for the torture. "I want you." Feeling the promise of pleasure prodding her backside as he flexed his hips, she narrowed her eyes at him, not ready to give in yet. Instead, she crawled further up, dragging her juices along his chest, bringing her dripping core to his mouth. "Then have me." She moaned as he unhesitatingly licked along her outer lips, bending to grip his bound hands with hers, losing herself in a fire of pleasure as he licked her clean and then suckled her clit until she was so close she wouldn't have thought she could hold back. Slipping his tongue into her throbbing passage, deliberately licking the walls as he pulled back out, making her shudder and cry out, "Oh yes, do that again." His hips twisting helplessly on the bed, he pulled his lips away, hot breath caressing the glistening flesh torturing him. "Fuck me, we can both have more." She pulled herself up with an effort, eyes stark with lust, loving that they could do this to each other, managing a taunting grin as she drew away from his wet mouth, and brought one hand to finger her clit and the other to hold her lips open, making sure he saw exactly what she was doing. She was so close already that it took only a few strokes of pleasure to storm through her, crying out his name as he watched her dripping sex flutter open and closed. Feeling lust avalanche through his body, his mind blanked, the headboard spindle breaking as he snapped his cuffed hands forward, grabbing her hips and lifting her right onto his desperately sensitive shaft, crying out at the tight, burning glove. Holding her in place for an instant as the last of her orgasm fluttered around him, then rolling them so he was on top, bound hands above her head, weight on his elbow, thrusting hard and fast as her legs wrapped around his waist. "Higher." When her glazed eyes opened, he growled, "Put your legs higher." She moved her legs to wrap around his upper chest, crying out again as the change in angle made his every move grind on her too sensitive clit. His lips dropped to hers, staking his claim on her, stealing a breath as her nail dug into his shoulder blades. She couldn't think, couldn't tell how long, seconds or minutes, they stayed locked in that desperate embrace, riding the edge of pleasure and pain, out of breath and on fire with need, until the tension flared, lightning running along her nervous system, every muscle clenching, back arching off the bed and snapping her head back as she screamed. Watching her come once had made him give up the game, the second time he never saw. He felt it first, and the fiery tension had been driving him mad exploded, body stiffening as she bucked under him, wave of heat burning him as it poured through his nervous system. He was just starting to remember that it was such a thing as thought, feeling gentle hands stroking his still too sensitive skin. I wasn't going to leave you like that, you know. It took John several moments more to assimilate the affectionate voice in his ear into meaning, raising his head from where it had somehow landed, half on her shoulder, half on the bed. He took a few deep breaths to oxygenate his brain, feeling far too lightheaded as he blinked at her, pulling his weight back onto his arm to let her breathe, finally flashing her his best flyboy grin as he replied, "I know." He shrugged. "I didn't mean to lose it, but watching you." Even in his wiped-out state, his memory made his nostril flare, eyes narrow, hips jerk, and he rolled his eyes ruefully at himself, knowing from her huge grin that she was very pleased with herself, and him. What the hell? She was happy. And he sure as hell was happy, so who was he to complain? "So tell me again, this supposed to be a punishment for worrying you? Because..." He dropped a kiss on her forehead. "Although I am sorry." Another kiss. "Really sorry. As a punishment, this is kind of ambiguous, you know." She sighed, holding him tighter as she remembered a week spent thinking him dead, grieving. "How about incentive? To remember what's waiting at home." She stroked a hand out his cheek, sadness still tainting her smile. "An attempt to pretend I can keep you safely beside me?" He turned his head, kissing her palm, closing his eyes, leaning his head into her hand, feeling safely at home after a week on a run, knowing that his people, his love, had been told he was dead, yet unable to get to them. "You've always been all the incentive I need."